H2A program users said it's important to not add to an already negative public view about foreign workers. Jackson Family Wines has been using H2A workers to supplement their labor needs for some time. Vineyard manager Bart Haycraft said they go above and beyond for those employees for two reasons.
So you're operating on two fronts. One, you want to have the people that come and work for you have a good experience. And two, you want the community to see that this is a good, viable program and that people are doing it correctly and that it's not a burden or even a detriment to the society. So you're operating on two fronts so that people can not only learn how to use the program correctly, including ourselves, but that people in the community are more comfortable and they see the need and they see that it's operating as it's intended.
The public's perception of H2A workers isn't good, as some dislike the idea of workers living in their neighborhood. Haycraft said they try to engage their workers with each other and in the community when they're not working.
You're taking people away from home. You're asking them to all live together for the length of the contract, which is difficult enough. So what you would like to do is provide activities. There's worship services you can take people to. There's volleyball tournaments. There's soccer things. There's horseshoes. There's frisbee. There's going to the beach. We even had one group that I heard of that went down and helped with our beach cleanup. So the more you can engage them and keep them involved as part of the community, the better off it's going to be.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West Radio Network.